Now buyers think that no numbers are real. They think, okay, this is fake. I can't trust this person. I felt like I could trust them in the presentation. I built good rapport with them. Now I don't believe them.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha and welcome to the, Aloha and welcome to the show. Today we are going to talk about the three reasons why salespeople fail. And I want to give you a heads up. Today the show is being recorded in the wild. I'm at Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. I'm literally 20 feet from the water. I've got giant sea turtles right in front of me. It's a little bit breezy today, but here's the thing. You might hear what sounds like popcorn popping. That's the rain hitting the canopy of my seat. So if you hear people walking by and making noise, you hear some ocean waves, it's because I'm at the beach. And today I want to go over three important topics with you that combine together and cause salespeople all sorts of problems. And the first topic that I want to go over with you is the lack of implementation. And the lack of implementation for salespeople, this is a huge problem. No matter who the trainer is, no matter the product, the service, the widget, the gizmo, whatever's being sold. And what will happen is a company will bring in a sales trainer, they'll bring in a coach, they'll bring in a mentor, and they will teach a process. They'll teach their 10 steps or 15 steps, whatever they're teaching. And the salespeople, what they'll do is instead of using that process or that recipe as the way that they should, they cherry pick and they pick what they want to use. And sometimes it comes down to believability. They don't think that a concept or idea is going to work. Sometimes it comes down to comfort. And what's really weird about this is the salespeople will memorize everything they're supposed to do. A trainer could ride with them. A coach could ride with them. A mentor will ride with them. And that salesperson out in the field riding with the coach, the trainer, the mentor will do everything they've been taught, which leads the coach, the trainer, the mentor to come back to the office and go, well, I don't know what the problem is. It seems like you've got everything down. It just doesn't seem like it's working. And the salesperson will go, exactly, exactly. It's the sales process. And a lot of times it's not the sales process. It's that everything is out of order. It's not being used right. It's not being put forth in the way that's really going to be beneficial to the buyer. And it confuses the buyer. And one of the things you'll hear is the phrase that knowledge is power. Well, knowledge is power when it's applied knowledge is power. And people get this wrong all the time. So this is going to cascade into problem number two, and that is scared to look dumb. And it doesn't really matter if it's sales or business. Human beings are scared to look dumb. They don't want to be judged by people. And so what will happen is this salesperson will go into a sales call, and they will have training, and they will have good training, and they will have knowledge, and they will know how to do it. But what happens is at the end of the day, that fear of looking dumb stops them from moving forward and stops them from using what they know. So let's say that there's questions they need to ask. Well, they might not ask the questions in order, or they might not ask the full question because it puts pressure on the buyer and the salesperson's not used to being uncomfortable. So they don't ask the right questions. Okay, so now they have stories. Well, because the stories aren't being used right, or a story's being told wrong, or it's being told out of order, it causes a lot of problems. And there's calibration that it takes to be out in the field as a salesperson, as an entrepreneur. You get the timing down. So just like if you're going to tell a joke, there's a dramatic pause that you're going to use to build tension to make the joke funnier. The same thing happens in the sales process. There's timing that needs to be involved. Questions need to be asked right. Stories need to be paused on the right point. And there's an immature level for salespeople that they don't get this. And so what happens is when they sit down with the buyer just gets put in an uneasy situation. They get put like a feeling like, I like this guy, I like this girl, the product seems good, but just something feels wrong. And what it ultimately comes down to is that fear of looking dumb leads to shortcuts in the sales process. And anytime you shortcut any process, nothing good ever happens. You know, I've got a world-famous salmon recipe, and if you leave one ingredient in out, then you're going to have problems. It's not going to taste right. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be my world-famous recipe. It's going to come close, but it's not going to be the same. And then, so what ends up happening is this becomes a buddy-close sale. This becomes a rapport-built sell with no technique, no strategy, per se, that's a sales strategy. It's a buddy-close strategy. So the salesperson goes in, they present to the buyer, they have the conversation with the buyer, but it's a diet conversation. You know, there's no sugar involved. There's no right amount of tension involved. I don't want to say pressure, because pressure is not the word that I'm looking for. It's tension. There is some tension that you need in the process, because when you have tension, you've got resolution. So this leads to the I'm not the salesman close. The sales guy goes in, gives a weak presentation, does some of what they're supposed to do, most of what they're supposed to do, maybe in order, maybe out of order, and then it's the I'm not a salesman close. Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm going to give you my best deal that I've got since I'm not a salesman. I'm a consultant. I'm a buddy. I'm a pal. Whatever reason, whatever issue that they want to say, I'm not a salesman close is wrapped up into a lot of things. Then this cascades into problem number three. And this is a huge problem. Just about every industry that I've worked in, just about every team that I've worked with, is the fear of rejection. And, you know, a weak presentation has weak stimulants in it. A weak presentation has weak questions, has weak stories. And what ends up happening is buyers end up building resentment for the salespeople. Buyers end up looking at the salespeople and going, you're wasting my time. And so when the buyer gives the objection of, I want to think about it, or I need to get other bids, that's not really the true objection. You know, a salesperson's got to get really good at undoing the layers of the onion, peeling back the layers of the onion. But because they're scared, and because they don't know how to ask questions, and because they don't know how to tell stories, they don't know how to take care of it. So once again, we're back to a short presentation. We go back to an impatience module where the salesperson becomes impatient, and because they're impatient, the buyer becomes impatient. And then guess what happens? In order to close this deal, the situation has not been set up right. And so in any time that there's a lack of a presentation, anytime there's lack of sales premise, it always leads to discounting or price matching or both. And so many times I will be in a sales forum and I will see people give the advice of how to close deals, just price match or discount. Look, I'm sorry, that's not selling. That's order taking. It doesn't take skills for me to sit down with any buyer and say, I'll just price match what the other guy did, or I'll just discount to do what the other guy did. That's insane. That's insanity. That's a race to the bottom. And what happens is when you close a deal, you get a dopamine rush. And just like any other drug, people will sometimes rush to that drug to get that feeling again. And salespeople will speed through a sales presentation to get the dopamine rush. Salespeople will speed through the presentation not realizing that because they haven't done everything proper, they don't have anything to fall back on. They don't have a conversation. They can't talk about things with the buyer that had been discussed previously. It just doesn't happen. And throughout the whole time, the buyer has a weird feeling. The buyer has like an unease to them. And the longer the salesperson is, the worse it gets. And what the salesperson doesn't understand, it's induced by them. They've created the problem. They're the ones that created the issue. And so to the buyer, what this really looks like is a lack of confidence. To the buyer, what this looks like is, there's something wrong here. I don't understand what's wrong with the sales guy. I like the product. I like the service. I like the widget. I like the gizmo. But something just doesn't seem right. This feels rushed. And so what they do is they say, hey, sales guy. Hey, sales girl. I really like you. I promise we're going to call you back. I promise we're going to come back. I promise, I pinky swear that everything's going to be okay and we're going to get back on board with you. We just got to talk it through. Well, that salesperson should realize that something majorly wrong went down in that sales process that caused that to happen. And, you know, you could build good rapport, and that's fine. You could work rapport to your advantage, But at the end of the day, it takes sales skills to sell. You could be very friendly with somebody, but you do have to ask the difficult question. You do have to get to the point where you say, will you buy from me? And the person says no. And then you have to be very calm. This is a chess game. This is a dance, and you got to work through the moves. This is something that I did not understand when I first got into sales. I didn't understand that the whole closing process is a dance, that I thought it was like a power move. Like, I'm just going to shift from first gear to second gear, and we're going to be good. No. I mean, there's synchronicity that's got to happen. There's timing that's got to happen. And when you go back to the beginning of this conversation and you take a look at it, when you have lack of implementation, scared to look dumb, and then someone who's got fear of rejection and doesn't put the processes and work that they need to do, this leads to so many problems. So here's what happens. Sales guy gets to the end, sells the deal, matches the price, does some sort of major discount, and then the buyer is like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't really think this is what I wanted. They got buyer's remorse. So they go out and they go shopping and they go talk to other salespeople, and the other salespeople do a fantastic job and they do everything that they're supposed to. And let's just say the product that's supposed to be sold is $20,000. Well, the first sales guy, because he went down on discounting mode, went to his massive discount and said, I'll sell this job for $16,500. I'll sell this job for $16,500. Then real deal sales guy gets out there, gives a presentation, goes over all the information, and rolls a price of $25,000. Well, the buyer now goes, okay, well, we got a problem, and they're hoping for a discount, and the second sales guy just doesn't give it. And then the buyer in their mind's like, we've got like a $8,500 difference in pricing right here between the first guy and the second guy, because the first guy's at $16,500 and the second guy's at $25,000. Now we got to talk to more people. And, you know, a masterful salesman, saleswoman will close that deal and point out all the reasons why the first sales guy was wrong. But let's just say that another person comes in that's scared to implement, scared to look dumb, has a fear of rejection, starts at 25, says, okay, I'll price match or I'll discount. It ends at 16. Now buyers think that no numbers are real. They think, okay, this is fake. I can't trust this person. I felt like I could trust them in the presentation. I built good rapport with them. Now I don't believe them. So when you take a look and you put it across the entire spectrum and you start with the salesperson and then you end up at the end of the presentation, if somebody's gotten three bids, that's one of the reasons why buyers are confused. It's one of the reasons why buyers don't trust salespeople, is because the salesperson didn't do their job. They didn't implement the training. They didn't want to look dumb, so they shortcut the process to get to their dopamine, and they just gave a massive discount. So if you think about all the reasons and all the problems why salespeople don't close deals, those three are going to peg most of them to the wall. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.